Hey, first of all, thank you to the Eski that he gave us the opportunity to come to the house to gather, which is almost 10 o'clock at night. Not everybody could do that. And Baruch Hashem, Likvod HaRabbanim, Kol Echad VeEchad. Baruch Hashem, Anachnu, especially me, Zachinu, to Lirot et Rabbi Yeshua, Anachnu B'Chavruta, we in B'Chavruta, Maschud Rabbi Yose, he does the Chiduch, he did the, what you call it, Shiduch. Baruch Hashem. So today we gather for the Elulah of the Arashash. So we're going to talk about a little bit of the Arashash. There's many deot. Who is the Arashash? What is the Arashash? Why should a person should go according to the Shita of the Arashash? I'm not here to sell you the Arashash. Arashash don't need to be sold. If the Arashash himself would gather to everybody's level if he really wants it. Zocheh, what means Zocheh? If a person marries to the Arashash, he would understand what's Arashash. If a person does not merit it, he needs to ask from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the following that we know in the Pshat, the Arashash is different than a Pshat. What means? It means in the Pshat, after Moshe Rabbeinu brought down Shtei Luchot, after the second Bet HaMikdash, happened Arbe Pirud. Pirud means happened many differentiations between two biggest school, which is Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel, there's a big machloket. So, you know, in the Shas, that says in the Masechet, especially Shabbat, Masechet Yevamot, in the Masechet Baba Matzia, it says the Alacha ke Bet Shammai. Alacha Bet Shammai is not now. Alacha ke Bet Hillel. So Bet Hillel, so we go from generation to generation, we go Alacha ke Bet Hillel. So what happens right now? Right now, if I'm going to go to the yeshiva, there's a difference right now between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. So we go to the yeshiva of the Ashkenazim, we have the difference in Alachod. When we go into the yeshivot of the Mikubalim, of the Kabbalists, there's no difference at Ashkenazi. You Sfaradi, there's no difference. So what happened? The Arashash, there's a lot of people quoting what it says in the Arizal. It says Arizal like this, Arizal says like this, Arizal says like this. Yes? What else he says? How can we, there's a lot of contradiction inside itself at the Arizal. In the beginning of the Limud, of the Arizal, so first of all, who was the Arizal? The Arizal, we know already, everybody's among the Sfaradim, it's more accepted it as a halacha lemaaseh. So I saw recently come a Baschud Rabbi Yeshua, he gave me the Sefer, but the Sefer was coming from somewhere else. He gave me the Sefer about the Veshev Hayam. He talks about the Arizal and the Zohar. So over there he talks about when we go halacha according to sometimes to the Zohar, because many times we see the Zohar, it contradicts what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And it contradicts when the different minhagim that we have. The Arizal comes in, and like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, it says in his Igeret Moshe, says, Arizal, it's no difference between the different poskim that we have in our generation or previous generation. If somebody comes to posek, if he has a strong raya or not, he has the strong, what you call it, the I don't know how you say it.
Ideas
or he could doche Arizal, whatever the Arizal says is not different. So Rav Yaakov Hillel in Vayeshev Hayam in Chelek Bet, he says, what Arizal? Wait, what's the Zohar? He says, the Zohar in Arizal, the Zohar is like a Pshat, like in a Gemara, we're learning Mishnayot. Mishnah, it's impossible to understand without the what? The Gemara. Or without, again, Buraita comes in and explains to us. So the Zohar is like the Mishnah. The Arizal is like the Gemara. We cannot understand the Zohar without the what? Arizal. I feel there's many who come in, Achronim, like we know at the Ramak. Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cardovero, Kodesh Kodeshim. He gives Pirushim. He gives what? Explanation on Zohar HaKadosh. Many comes in after him, Achronim, gives Zohar HaKadosh, Pirushim. One time I didn't see this in Shara Gilgulim. My uncle said, said the Ramak, maybe I saw, I did not so much pay attention. Ramak, he says, it does not come from the tikkun of the olam of the tikkun, fixing of the olam. So the Ramak comes from the tatkat dorod, which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was created, he was bone, and he was destroying the olamot 974. If we see this, who talks about this in the Masech Chagiga, in the Yud Gimel Yud Bet, it talks about a little bit. Leshem Shemova Achlomo, Rav Eliashiv, just passed away, his grandfather, he's expand on this, on the Tatkat Dorod. So the Arizal says the Ramak is good, yes, but I came here to do Tikkun. What's Tikkun? What's the Ikar to do every day? What's the Avana? Okay, we know what to do, we know how to do it, why it's happening. So why it's happening, that's what the Arizal comes in and tell us.
Yeah.
Open it, Yosef.
Hey, smiley.
So, Baruch HaPayim. So, with your permission, guys, we're going to continue. So, the Arizal comes in and give us all the keys with the tools. So, we had the student that we know in many, many places in the Arizal. He contradicts himself, like we said, that Rabbi Shalom Sharabi comes in after about 200 years. And he says, the Arizal says, if you're going to be Zoche, what means? If you're able to be married, I will come again. I will explain what I want to try to say. In the beginning of the Limud, which is Arashash brings over here in the first of his Sefer, in the Nar Shalom, he says the following, Rabbi Chaim Vital did not understand in the beginning of the Arizal. Then we know that Arizal then took him to Tveria, then he showed him where's the Ber Miriam and everything like that. Then afterwards, he would understand what the Arizal says. So what Rabbi Shalom Sharabi did, he answered many, many questions that was not been answered. So what he did, he teaching us how to learn the Etz Chaim, how to understand the Etz Chaim. So that's what he did on his day. Not only that, he not made machlokot. What's means machlokot? He made a peace. He made a peace in the whole Kabbalah, whatever we have in the Kabbalah, in the Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel, in the Pshat, we have Baruch Hashem, Arbi machlokot. But machloket, when it happened, so like we said, the machlokot, what he comes, the arashash, he comes and do peace. So in many ways we see the arashash, if like sometimes we're learning with Rabbi Yeshua, I say, what merit that we have to sit and learn like this? And to sit to learn and openly, mi palpel means do pilpulim, are what the arashash says. So it's not so simple to understand the arashash. Even the arashash himself, it's not so simple to understand. He had a student, the Arashash, that the Mikubalim say, according to his name, Rabbi Shalom Sharabi ben Yitzchak. So Rabbi Shalom Sharabi was Gilgul of the Arizal itself. Arizal was Gilgul. He said, Arizal ben Yitzchak. But Shalom Sharabi, Arizal is going to be Arizal, which is Yitzchak ben Shalom. But Arashash came as a Gilgul, Shalom ben Yitzchak. So they say that Arashash became Gilgul. So he also had a student by name called Rabbi Chaim de la Rosa. So Rabbi Chaim de la Rosa, if we see Arashash, we cannot understand him simply, the way it says. Rabbi Chaim de la Rosa is the author book of the called Torat Chacham. It says, whoever would learn Torat Chacham, There's no one, even Pshat Lashon, which is we speaking like this, like we speaking, there's no Pshat Lashon. If somebody really wants to Lamig, which is means Sodot Shela Sodot, Razed Razin, is the Torah Tcham. In one Sefer, in the Arashash, you have only Pshat Lashon Shel Rambam, that we use in the Rosh Hashanah. In the Rosh Hashanah over there, it says, about Pshat Lashon, he brings the Lashon of the Rambam. So who is the Rabbi Shalom Sharabi? He comes by Etzem from the Teiman. Teiman is the in the Middle Eastern countries. So then he did Aliyah to Eretz Israel. So he had also Maran Chida. According to Sfaradim, Maran Chida is like a Rav Avadia in our time was back in Eretz Israel. Maran Chida, Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, and Torah Tcham. So Chida used to come here to him, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, used to come and learn with the Arashash. So what happens? One day they want to see by Kotel Ma'aravi, they see a Malach HaMavid is standing by Kotel Ma'aravi. So they want to bring the Mashiach. Just because they want to bring the Mashiach, Chida, Arashash, and Torat Cham. Torat Cham is Rabbi Chaim de la Rosa. So what happened? Gazar ala Arashash, that he's going to go away this year to Olam Haba. What happened to Chida? As we know, in many also, he went to the Galud. What means Galud? He went Chutz mi Eretz Israel. He went to the Tunisia, mi Tunisia, he went to Ashkenaz countries, he went to many, many, many countries. I heard that he went to see if the Minhagim was Kibel in the different countries, that they go on the right path. So Chida in his life, he wrote about 84 books. So according to Sfaradim, he's one of the also Dole Poskim that even many, many places that Rav Avadia quotes him in many, many places, and they say that Rav Avadia go according to his derech, the way he goes in the Torah. What happened to Torah Tcham? That we're learning in the Torah Tcham, in his Sfarim, which is called Torah Tcham, Rabbi Chaim de la Rosa, Puranut. Puranut means unfortunate. Everything that whatever we see in the Torah Tcham in his book, it's everything from the garbage piles, the little papers he wrote, and he didn't even have the money. He used to go to the garbage piles, he used to take the paper and he used to write. That's the only writings we have. We have no other writings of him. That's the only writings. And he doesn't even write over there one Pashut Lashon. Everything he writes is the secrets of the secret. So that's what we see in the world of the Kabbalah. So in the world of the Kabbalah, if I'm going to go right now to the Shara Shamayim, there's a yeshiva in the Yerushalayim. Ze nikra Shara Shamayim. Yeshiva Ashkenazim. So if I go, ani Sfaradi. So can I have machloket with them? I would not have machloket. Why? We're going to, because gather everybody, if we're learning Arashash, because they're also learning Arashash, we're going to have only one daya. We're only going to have a little bit machloket, the way I understand it, but we're all going to come to one agreement. So that's what the Arashash did, to come to the one agreement. But if I'm going to go to the yeshiva, different yeshivot, like I'm going to go Chaim Berlin, and if I'm going to go to Yechaved Da'ad, we're going to have big machlokot. We're going to say, this is the way you understand it, this is the way I understand, this is the way I understand Tosafot, you, that's the way you understand it. So it's going to be big machlokot. So the Arashash did, because when it comes to the Olamot Atzilut, there's no Tovara. Al-Pipshad, what means Al-Pipshad? There's a higher world. There's no tovara, there's no mixture of good and bad. But when it comes to the down olamot, which is we see in Baba Batra, Baba Kama, the shor nafal, the shor, they fell down and everything like that, we have a machloket over there. Why? Because we have a tfisa. Tfisa means we have something to what? To grab on. But when it comes to spiritual, there's no machloket bina kola am Israel. So that's what the Arashash did. So I'm going to finish on this. I'm going to say a little bit in the Shara Gilgulim. In the Shara Gilgulim, it says the following like this. Every person, in the beginning, you don't need no more, a lot of brains to understand. You don't need another, which is, according to the Kabbalah, according to the Arashash, like I accepted from the teacher. He needs to have a teacher to be brought down to another one, to the Talmud. So you need to have a Mesorah. Mesorah means you have a tradition. So in Arashash, you need to have a Mesorah. So the Mesorah in Arashash, the following, that it says like this, that every time that you learn his Mesorah, that make sure he's going to be what? He's going to stay with the person. He would understand more Havana. So in the Shara Gilgulim it says, every person, I'm not promoting Kabbalah over here. I'm not here to promote Kabbalah. If the Kabbalah wants to promote HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we see in the Zohar itself, Ikve de Mashiach, he says in the end of the days of the Mashiach, a lot of people will learn it. Like I speak to many rabbis, they say, before we used to live in Yerushalayim, a lot of people did not learn Kabbalah. There's only Rav Mordechai Sharabi that he spread down the students. That's the only way it happened. It was not many right now, Baruch Hashem, and in many yeshivot though you see that they're learning Kabbalah. It's Rot Chaim, they're learning it. It's more spread, and it's more like it's well known. Back then, if somebody learns it, it's like a Chasva Shalom Shabtai Tzvi, that he put the cherim on him. So over here, that we learn in Ishara Gilgulim, he says, if a person does not learn it, he comes as a Gilgul. He needs to come Gilgul by, why? Because he's not finishing Chelek Shel HaTorah. This is also Chelek Shel HaTorah, to understand and to know it. Just because a person does not understand, it does not mean it does not feed him. There's no such thing. And it also says in Ishara Gilgulim, sometimes a person, he does not lo cheshek, he has no desire for Kabbalah. So he says, why? Because he's finished it previous Gilgul, he already did it. But comes in Ben Ish Chai is one of the also big, like Resh Galuta Babavel, Kacha for Sfaradim, a Ben Ish Chai. So Ben Ish Chai says, even though we don't know who came as the Gilgul, we don't know what happened, we still have to learn it, every part of the Torah, because we don't know what's happening. Just because we don't know what's happening, we have to learn the four parts of the Torah. We have to, it's already you, each one of you going to say, there's a many deod. Which means many deod? The many deod means, you go up to another Rav, he says, you're 40 years old? No, I'm not 40, I'm 25. Did you finish Shas for Poskim? No. So what are you doing in Kabbalah? You cannot learn Kabbalah unless you finish Shas for Poskim. So I have another question. Whoever finished Shas HaPoskim, why are they not learning? Because they say another excuse. So I still did not fill up my Shas HaPoskim. There's no such thing as a finishing of Shas HaPoskim. There's an understanding of Shas HaPoskim. Shas HaPoskim is a very Archava Dea. So Ani Kibalti Mirabotai, my first teacher was, I got introduced, was like around 8-9 years ago, Rav Nissim Peretz. Who is Rav Nissim Peretz? He lived in Bnei Brak. Yeshiva Bet El. He's really like, I looked it up for him, that whatever he did, I said, Ma'ase Rav. What's Miss Ma'ase Rav? I saw what he did. What he did. He not only, I could be sitting all day and learning it, but he practiced what he preached. Practicing and doing, even though he was sick. One day I was asking, telling the Rabbi Yeshua, before my wedding, because I did my wedding, I got married in Bnei Brak. They took a bus every year. They used to take the bus and they used to go to, what you call it, to the mountains in order to do Gilgul Shelek. So he was already in a sick. He was not feeling good. So he tell one of his students. He says, "I'm taking out all my clothes. I'm tziva lecha. I'm commanding you. Throw the snow on me." That's how much he loved. Afilo. He was so sick that I used to come to Bnei Brak 2 o'clock in the morning. He used to get up and give shiur because he had the kolel. He also had a kolel of the pshat, which is, he has the building almost like the Or HaChaim in Bnei Brak. So that's the way I saw the Avodat Hashem. So what we learn from here, that every time that we see something a tzaddik does, it's like mashpia to others. So same thing over here, that we have a schud, because the eski, that you have Rabbi Shalom Shalabi, every time that we talk about it, right? It's not only we have to talk. If we're able to learn it, it's even make it what? More nachad ruach to the tzaddik, igam to Hashem. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, niten lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, baracha, tzlacha, yeshuv adad, tilmod ad kol hapardes Torah, to understand it, kol hapardes, not to understand it. It's not called Havana. Havana, which is the understanding, come afterwards. The ikar is the maaseh. Maaseh is to do it. When it comes to the practice, a lot of people, yes, Baruch Hashem right now, Etz HaChaim. But when it becomes practice, everybody's scared. What people going to think, what my neighbor's going to think, what my wife going to think, what my rabbi going to think. Yes, of course you're supposed to have a derech. But Baruch Hashem, we have right now Sfarim, there's so many Pirushim. It's ifshar, it's impossible for a person to go out of the derech. And they say, a person, if he's going to learn the pshat, he says like this, Male kuruso, pshat v'poskim, then achar kach yain. Which means that first of all, you need to have what? Meat inside, in order for you not to get drunk, in order for you not to go to araderech. Kem, gam hem tzotkim. They're also what? They're also right. But akibalnu min rabotai, I see from my rabbis, even from Nissim Peretz. I saw a kid, 13 years old, studying over there, Kabbalah. Once he passed away, in 17, was given shiur over there. So what happened with this kid? He went out of derech? No, Baruch Hashem. What? What's the chance of going out of derech? If a person wants to go out of derech, he's going to go by the poskim, v'shas, or Kabbalah. It doesn't make a difference. And I see also in the poskim, the people learning poskim from the big rabbis, they also went chas v'shalom out of derech. זה לא תשובה to this. So ברוך השם, so הקדוש ברוך הוא ניתן לנו יישוב הדעת, וניתן לנו ללמוד כמו שצריך, ועשור נחת רוח להקדוש ברוך הוא, וכן יהיה רצון ונאמר אמן.
אמן.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, 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 Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh,
This is Rabbi
Rubenstein. This is Rabbi Rubenstein.
Sounds like a long story. That's what it sounds like.
The tzaddik comes to lie every day and just comes to Williamsburg to lie every day just to learn with people. Just that. No, no.
It's alright, same thing.
From the Bronx, he's...
Just hang on to your car. Like I'm going to So I guess I figure the reason why you want me to say a few words is because, you know, we find in this farm there's a concept that whenever a yichud has to happen, there has to be a shliach mitzad the mashpia and a shliach mitzad the makava. So mitzad mashpia, we already heard. So now we need someone from Amcha Beis Yisrael just to say a few words to makava. So that's probably why I have to speak. So, you know, there's a tonight's the art side obviously of Moran the Rosh Hash. But it's also for Achenu Bnei Chabad, it's also the Yantif. Right? It's the yard side of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Yantz. And the day that the last Lubavitch Rebbe, Zatzal, became the Rebbe. So obviously if these two unbelievable lights, before Mashiach comes, have the same yard side, then clearly it has to be a yichud between the two of them. You know, so just one small nakuda that unites the the legacy of the Rabbi Yatz and Rachel Mendel, Lazlovich Rebbe with Rashash, said it's interesting. They come from very different worlds, but they're not so different. Really not so different. There's a concept in the Sefer Yetzirah that everything that Hashem created exists on three levels, three dimensions. Olam Shana Nefesh. Such an idea, right? So for example, the Kohen Gadol is the holiest Jew, right? And Kippur is the holiest day. He goes into the Kadosh HaKadosh in the holiest place. So the light of redemption is the light of the Ariyazal. Right? Pnimus HaTorah is the Torah Sashal Mashiach. So that also exists on three levels of Olam Shana Nefesh. So what is the Olam Shana Nefesh of the Pnimus HaTorah? So without going into Arichas, you know, whatever, because you know, I don't know anything. But Chassidus is the Nefesh. Chassidus is the Nefesh. Chassidus tells a Jew how to see Pnimus HaTorah, how to see the Kisferi, how to see all the Olamus and everything in his own neshama, and what to do with that, how to find Pnimus HaTorah in the Hergeshim of a Jew. That's the Nefesh of Kisferi. What's the Zman of Kisferi? So the Ramchal and the Gra, that's the Zman of Kisferi. Their Indian was to show how the Kisferi, everything that Rizal was talking about, is something that's happening over time. That from the beginning of creation till redemption, it's one long hishtalshlus, one long spiritual evolution coming towards Yichud Shemayim. That's the Zman. And the Rashash is the hardest one to explain, probably, is the Makom. Those that are familiar with the writings of the Rashash probably understand that the Rashash adds three-dimensional space to the Kisveri. In a more down-to-earth terms, the Rashash teaches us how to take Kisveri into physical space. When you a Luv and Esrig, how to daven. The Kavanah of the Rashash is very much about physical space, about how to see Yichud Shemayim, the Pnimius of the Arizal, in space. It's hardest to explain, the truth is. So the Rebbe Ayatz, what was unique about the Rebbe Ayatz is that, as we all know, his mission statement was that he came from Russia, right? He comes to America. And what was the first thing he says off the boat? Is America is nit anders. America is not different. The place of America is no different than the place of Europe, or the place of Morocco, wherever a Jew's from, every place on earth. And therefore he started the whole thing of Shlichus, right? The whole union of Shlichus, ascending a Jew on Shlichus, and the last Lubavitcher obviously, you know, exploded that. The whole union was to conquer all Mokim, to conquer all space under Tachas Kanfei Shechina. That's the union. You know, a lot of times people they don't understand what, you know, what's the Tachas sending a Jew out to, like, you know, some, like, you know, Albuquerque, New Mexico, some from a place where there's like two Jews, maybe. You know what I'm saying? He's Makarev like deer or something. Like, what's he doing over there? But the truth is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, their Tachas was they were trying to be Kaivesh all of Mokim. All of Makkah, that there shouldn't be a place on earth where a Jew feels that this is outside of Yichud Hashem. That was the Tachlis, that's what they were doing. Which is exactly what the Rashash was doing on his level, trying to show how Kisveri is Kail of Makkah, that there's something that every single place somehow fits in the Kisveri. That's what the Rayats and the Lavas Arshu, that's what they're doing in practical terms. So what's our Avodah? So maybe our Avodah to try to connect to these Tzaddikim, it's very, very hard, because Rashash, you know, it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard. But maybe something practical to come from it is that whatever places we find ourselves, you know, what's unique about our generation is that back in times of history, let's say you were born in Vyshnev Chek, Russia, or you were born in Tashkent, wherever you were born, that's where you were finished. You know what I mean? You were born in Vyshnevchik, you probably died in Vyshnevchik. You're born in Morocco, you die in Morocco, finished. You're not traveling anywhere. Nowadays, there's a deep need within all of humanity, and Kal Yisrael, who's the lave of all of humanity in particular, to go places, to go everywhere. Especially nowadays, it's almost vacation in school, so people are going to go everywhere. So very often, when people go places, they feel that they're leaving their Makom, and they're going farther from Yerushalayim. They feel that they only connect to Hashem in Yerushalayim, in the holy place, only in a Beis Medrash, only here. The light of the Rashash, the light of Kabbalah, as far as Makom, and the Rebbe Rayatz and the Blas Vashra, what they're telling us is that there's no such place that's outside of Yichud Hashem. Hashem can be found everywhere. America is Nit Andrash. We wish we could strengthen ourselves in that regard, that wherever we find ourselves, whatever crazy places we find ourselves, whether it's in a Beis Medrash, or it's stuck on traffic in the Van Wyck, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Wherever you are, that's where Hashem is also. And if we're chazik ourselves with this, there's no question we'll be able to pick up wherever we are and bring all the Mekayimis back to the Makom HaKadosh, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Beis HaMashiach Tzidkenu, and may remain on me.
Amen.
אני מאמין, אני מאמין, רק באמונה שלמה, רק באמונה שלמה, אני בביאה, סלושיה,
Many people are sitting here probably asking themselves, like, what does the Rishash have to do with me? What have to do with the Rishash? And everybody has something to take from the Rishash on their level, on each person's own level. Whatever it is, it means something. To bring a person the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the most important thing, obviously. I'll just share something that how it affected my life, how it does affect my life, in a positive way, I hope. But just as a hakdama to that, I saw today in Maisa that the Sar Shalom from Belz, that he had a certain chassid who every year would bring a mesregim from Eretz Yisrael. And he heard that this chassid was in Yerushalayim, he was going to be coming back to Belz. So the Sar Shalom told him, he sent a letter saying to him, listen, if you're coming from Yerushalayim, would you please stop into Beit El, to the yeshiva, and get me copy of the Siddur Rishash. So it wasn't something which was printed back then in those days. You had to get it, you know, from the place where they were handwriting it. So he sent back a letter saying he would do so. And when he showed up in Belz, and the Sar Shalom heard that this person was coming with the Sefer in hand, he put on his Big Day Shabbos. And he went outside to greet him. He said to him, Shalom Aleichem, where's the Siddur? Where's the Siddur? Where's the Sefer? I forget exactly which one it was. So he just pointed to whatever he was writing on, whatever they were writing on in those days. He said, it's over here. It's in this case. So he said, thank you very much. He took it, went inside the room. He basically stayed in that room for 3 days. He didn't come out. So when he emerged from his room after 3 days, it says that his face was shining, his mom was glowing. He was so excited to have probably gone through the whole Sefer, maybe more than once, whatever he was doing with that Sefer, the glam he had. And he said, I see from this Sefer that I'm the Ben Giloy of the Rishash. I'm the Ben Giloy. She had come from the same place. And for him, it was mamish, such a simcha. I may have said something about it also, about the kedusha of the sefer, about the kedusha of the rashash. But it was a big simcha for him that he was able to daher from here, that he shared the shem neshama, the same shayrish as the rashash. First of all, it says a lot about the rashash. Says a lot about the Sar Shalom also. Speaking about the magnitude of these tzaddikim, the Goyne Olam. Shed the same name, I'm sure it has to do with it. It just gives us, you know, we spend most of our time, if we're learning the Sefer Tzadikim, the Musa Sfarim or the Chassidish Sfarim, but just to see how the Tzadikim in the Chassidish world, how the Tzadikim, how they were machshir back then, the Kedusha of the Rashash, to have this chus, to be able to comprise such a Sefer, such a taich on the Arizal. Tzaddikim used to say, or Yitzhak Kaduri used to say, another tzaddikim used to say, that if you don't understand the Rashash, you haven't even begin to understand the Arizal. It's a safer sugar. Only problem is, even the Rashash is a safer sugar. So, if you can't understand the Rashash, then it's an Amish problem. But he had a schus. The Rashash had such a schus to be zechet to the giluim which he had, to be able to make the Havana of the Arizal, the Havana of Pnimiyas HaTorah, much more accessible and understandable to us. Not just Ba'if and Gilui. Many of the Tzaddikim that they learned you know, the Kisvei Arizal without the Rashash. It wasn't that they didn't understand. It's that the way of the Tzaddikim was always to learn, at least by the Chassidish Tzaddikim for sure, was to learn the Kisvei Arizal by Derech Gilui, by Derech Dveikus. Not necessarily to use it as like to understand the Pederech Pilpo. Well, nowadays the Rashash is learned Pederech Pilpo, and it's a certain mahalach in It's a schus which he had, if you can understand in the way that he brought it down to the Oimek HaSeicha. I believe the tzaddikim was that they had their own personal way, that they used the sefer, as I heard from my Rebbe, of the Arizal as a mafteach, to open up their own neshamas and to have their own giluyim in Torah, to understanding the Arizal. It's not that they didn't understand, they understood very well. But in the same way that the Rashash understood, they understood from that same place. It has a tremendous chos to those of us who that we don't have, we haven't not yet had, you know, those giluyim. To be able to understand it in a way that the way that the Hizis Talmidim and Talmidim Talmidim have, to bring it down to a way where we can have some type of a connection, to connect to these Shemos HaKadoshim, to these revelations of Hashem in a more concrete way. It's interesting that the Yartzeit, that the Rashash falls out in Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, which is about Kriyas Yamsuf, Zohar Kadosh tells us that the Kriyas Yamsuf took place with the Shem Ayin Beis. It's another place that says from the Shem Mem Beis. There's the whole Inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf is the Inyan of Giluyim of Shemos HaKadoshim. In fact, the whole Shoyrish of the Shem Ayin Beis comes from these three psukim in the Parsha of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not just a time and place where Moshe Rabbeinu used Shemos HaKadoshim to split the sea. It was such a split that in that splitting he revealed Shemos HaKadoshim. It's a place where a person can come in to draw waters of Shemos HaKadoshim from. The whole Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, as far as HaKadoshim say, comes from Lashon of Desire. It's an Indian of what's called Boko Yama Daraisa, to split the Sea of Tyre. Now, Kriyas Yamsuf is considered to be a Bechina, that Tyre is considered to be a Yam, and the Yam is a mysterious place. Pnimius HaTyre is called this Yam, that if a person, if he tries to swim there, it's very deep, it's very dangerous. Not so much nowadays that it's dangerous in a place where a person can mamish go off the derech, like Rabbi Ariel was saying, but just like it's a place of confusion. It's a place of a lot of confusion. And the tzaddikim throughout history, you know, beginning with Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought down the Torah from Shamayim La'aretz, and then the Rashbi, and then the Arizal, and then the Rashash in his way, and the Ramchal in his way, and the Baal Shem Tov in his way, and the different tzaddikim, how they were. They took the derech of the Arizal and they built an Avodas Hashem on it, or a Chachma on it. It's all just a Hamshacha, what's called Bako Yama Daraisa, the splitting of the sea. It's all a Hamshach of that. Bako Yama Daraisa. So the fact that his Yotze falls out in Parshas B'Shalach, which is Mamash, the Inyan of Bako Yama Daraisa, it's his man of Giluyim and Pnimi Satar. It's actually the time in Shavuot where there's a Ha'ar of Matan Torah already. But of course, next week's Parsha, Parsha Yisro, is where there's a Gilui Mamish of Matan Torah, which repeats itself every single year by Parsha Yisro. But already in Parsha B'Shalach, there was already the Ha'ar of Torah which allowed it to be Shaykh for Klai Yisrael to have Torah. You have to have a Ha'ar of Torah to be able to have Torah. But this Indian of Parshas B'Shalach, the Indian of Boko Yama Daraisa, in terms of what it means to Kabbalah Satara Bechlal, Parshas Yisra is very important. But in terms of Pnimi Satara especially, it's Nogia to the whole Indian of what the Rashash, his main Esek was the Indian of Giluyim of Shemos HaKadoshim. Not to get into the specifics in terms of how the Sfardim, the Derech in understanding the Indian of Pnimi Satara versus the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. But in terms of what I found to be a toilet for myself, and just to share, maybe other people will find the same thing. So the Rashash, in terms of, for myself at least, so in terms of the way that I was Makabal, it's not that I was Makabal Derech Rashash from my Rebbe, but my Rebbe who studied under Tzadikim, that the Rashash was at the root, meaning at the core of what Pnimi Satara meant in terms of Pnimi Satara meaning Soda Satara. And ever since having a little bit of an exposure, and tzaddikim are always very concealed about, at least these tzaddikim are very concealed about, you know, their depth of their connection to Pnimi Satara. But as much as it tries to be concealed, there's always cracks. And what I found to be a tremendous to'elus, not just to observe a tzaddik who, who davens with the Shema Saktation. But just to open up the Siddur, the Rashash, and to just let your eyes just gaze on these names of Hashem, just to see them on a paper. And just not even just about like the whole tahalich of the Siddur, but just to lay eyes on what it says there. It's revolutionary. It's mamash revolutionary. Imagine if you took like a Jew who was just starting to learn, you know, a little bit about Torah, and you just opened up the Siddur to him and just said, just look at this. You know, not somebody who doesn't know anything about anything, because then they're just going to look at it and he's not going to know. You know, like I've showed it to my sons and they just look at it and they're like, you know, it's just a Siddur, you know. But to somebody who knows a little bit about something, and you show them the Siddur, it's literally like it should. It usually will. It will just change their whole perception of what a Siddur is, like what davening is, just to look at it. You know, you can go to a shir, and you can go to many shirim about you know, chaburis and tefillah, and tefillah, and tefillah, and talk about tefillah, and talk about tefillah. Just one word in the Siddur of the Rosh Hashanah can change a person, you know, more than that, 1,000 hours in tefillah. You know, there's tachazi and there's tashma, you know, go to Riyam and Ashmiya. It's just that a person sees, he beholds, like, the depth of the Siddur. You know, you put the, you know, the article Siddur next to this, and then you're like, could this be the same thing? Could this be coming from here? How could it be? How could it be that coming from these letters and from these words is this? This. It gives a person an appreciation just to look at that Siddur. Even when it's closed, there's a pacha from that Siddur. There's a mamsha pacha from that Siddur. That it's crying, it's calling out, like this is something which is special. Something which is special. It's even for those who don't understand, and I'm bechlal those who don't understand. It's just to behold the Siddur. Just to hold it in your hands, just to look at it. Even once in a while, not to daven with it if you don't know what's going on with it. You know, just to open it up, just to look inside of it, and just to allow your eyes to have a neshika with what it says in there. It's not just not a good thing. It's a very special thing. It just imbues a person with kedusha, because it's just so much kedusha in that sefer. Remember, my brother has a fascination with the Siddur of Rosh Hashanah. He's 25 years old. Lives in Yerushalayim. You know, he cries all the time how he wishes he understood the Rosh Hashanah. And he was once with my rabbi. And he once said to my rabbi, he says, I don't know, it's just I look at the Siddur and I'm like, it's just I don't know why, but it's just so awesome. It's so awesome. So the rabbi was like, I was listening. You're sensing good. You have a good chush. You're on the mark. Everyone's like, we were sitting with my rabbi, and he called out to one of the chevra, you know, on the shtender. There were a couple of sidurim on the shtender. So he turned to one of the chevra and he said, pass me a siddur. So he went back and he handed him, you know, the siddur kol Yaakov, whatever it was. So he says, I asked for a siddur. Just like a different level altogether. It's like Siddurim and another Siddurim. Just the Kedusha is overflowing. Mamash overflowing. So I'm sure the Rosh Hashanah himself in Shemayim is having a lot of nachas. He's very surprised that in Queens, New York, that they even know what the Rosh Hashanah is, that they come together to wish and to hope that they had a shaykhis to him, to his teachings and to his chachma. But the main thing is, when it comes to these inyanim especially, and just bechlal and avodas Hashem, is the tshuva. Is that if a person sees something, and he sees something special, and it's more within himself, a tshuva, you know, by the tzaddikim, the ikar was always the ratzah. It's not about how much you know. Eventually you'll get there. It's just a matter of time, Mishalech says. It's a matter of time until you get there, until you actually get there. But the ikar is the ratzah. If the ratzah is there, then whether it's now or tomorrow and years from now or in Olam Haba, eventually you'll get there. It's the fire which fuels everything. So just to come together and to sit together and to hear from people who know something and to sit with others who don't know as much. But just to be able to be ma'or or ratzon in the tshuka, and you just have a little bit more of appreciation of what it is, to have a little more tshuka of what it means. You know, this inyan, this madrigan of Avodas Hashem is something which is very special. So in the schos of the Rashash and the Rayat and other tzaddikim, in the schos of coming together, Hashem should be Mary and Enu. Hashem is Kayim Banu Galinai. The breathing of flesh betray sacha. Tav Mohavana Moimed Madvikas. Vesasinak Desham Pnimiyas Hakdosha. Hakdosha. And the schos that, as the Zohar already says, as the Yonavi says, Bahai. Say for Yafka Megalusa, by him, or Yafka Megalusa, which is Echad see that R, Piazgal Tarek, Mir Amen.
Amen.
Elisha Asa. Midrash and say, I 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 say, I
It's well known that it used to be like a shamash in a bet el,
yeah.
And they used to not know the question for the answer. And they still give it. Used to put on the little pinchas. They used to put it. They put the notes on it.
It's right.
Like then we got the Yerushalayim Shiva got the. Give his bell. Put this back.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's beautiful words. Yes. Thank you. Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
My wife's going to be angry that I'm late, but it's worth it.
It's just the...
Yeah. A little bit of the wine spell on the floor, so I mapped it up for a second.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
This is the wine. This is the wine, the special.
No, I didn't do it.
He's
on the way to doing it. It's already in the arm.